What's poppin', congregation? It's me, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, back with another installment of Scam Goddess, and I am so what? Go ahead and say it. Yes! Excited. Y'all know, I love y'all. How y'all doing? Good, bad, ugly? Okay, listen. I am very excited. I'll be saying this every week, but I really am. I always am. And today, this is like my Shiro, my queen. I don't know if y'all keep up with my life outside of the Scam podcast, but like this woman has held me down, lifted me up, made sure I was cute. She is a producer. She's a writer. She's a creator. You've seen her on all of the things, honey. She recently wrote an iCarly episode titled I Need Space, okay? She's a producer of on the entire series, honey. And listen, a blast. I love this woman so much. And she's also hot, which is ridiculously unfair. It's a scam. I feel like Jesus, you know, and God, when they were stirring up niggas in the sky or whatever, you know, they give everybody some qualities. You know, they'd be like, oh, she can be smart or she can be talented. And then they was like, oops, we also jumped in a lot of fine and very smart. Oh, damn it. Okay, we'll just stir it up and throw it out there. guys, decode it. Like, you've known this woman for, she's that bitch. I'm sorry. I'm rambling now. But guys, Francesca Ramsey.
Yay! Francesca Ramsey! Thank you. I feel like, I love that you talked about how hot I am for a podcast where no one can see me.
But... Oh, honey, I post photos.
Okay, great.
And they will see on the Instagram aggressively attractive you are.
Oh my God. Yes, yes, yes. I need people to acknowledge and appreciate and understand, because you know you always come looking cute. It's work.
Oh, sis, you come looking cute. Like, I'm like, this is your employment. Why you got this gown on?
Oh, listen, you know what that is? I don't really do casual. I you know what I mean? I like to be overdressed. I want to show up and have people be like, who is that? So thank you for appreciating and acknowledging
do
that.
She doesn't do casual, guys. She don't, what casual, who? I don't know the girl. Okay, Mariah Carey. Francesca works out on a treadmill in 7-inch heels, you know? and we love that for you. Also,
you.
Like, Francesca is an amazing decorator. Like, sis, when it comes to decor, honey, like,
I love looks.
Right now,
I love looks. I love fashion. You know, I love glam. I love
this
color.
This is, like, truly embarrassing. This is my podcast. I'm in my fucking closet, y'all, because I moved to an undisclosed location because my address used to be on the internet. And I'm in my closet because my office doesn't have enough furniture to create echo, like, to get rid of the echo right now. So I'm in my closet. Well, obviously, I have enough things to create an echo because I love clothes. And I'm looking at Francesca, and she is in this beautiful room with this cute-ass microphone. Is that a highlight? What do they call that?
Oh, wait, the microphone or my light behind me?
Yeah, that light.
It's like a LED strip. It's a neon strip. And I decided that when I work out, it's behind my Peloton. I want to have like a club environment.
So
that when
I'm Peloton and goddamn club lights and neon lights. And also it's painted beautifully. There's like, she does these really cool things with like Art Deco where it's like a square that folds into the wall and a
Every
circle.
Every place in my house has to be selfie ready. So you know what I mean? You come over, I'm going to give you lighting, I'm going to give you color, I'm going to give you dimension and texture so that when you come over, you have cute selfies to show everyone that, you know, you were hanging out with me.
When you remember all those museums, like Museum of Ice Cream and all those like influencer places where you just went to take photos?
That's my apartment. That's my apartment.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to send a cease and desist to all of those places because how dare they steal my swag?
They can't come back post-COVID because I remember into the Museum of Ice Cream's sprinkle pool and throwing the sprinkles in the air and shit. McDonald's, retire the ball pit.
No. After COVID, I wasn't going to be in there pre-COVID. I definitely, those places are canceled.
Oh, I was a nasty hoe pre-COVID. I won't lie. I was in the ball pits. I was in the sprinkle pits. Like, yes. And now I'm like, I could have died. Like, why?
Oh, my gosh.
Why was I doing this? You know how many kids were sucking on them balls in them ball pits?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I mean, look, I am very cautious in that way. But, like, definitely have hooked up in, like, a bathroom abroad. Like, I've done some questionable, you know, like, you only live once.
Very Gossip Girl.
Until
Sex
you don't.
In the city. I love that for you.
So where, I have no place to judge.
Where have I fucked that was wild? Ooh. Mom, skip ahead 30 seconds, Mom. The Cathedral of Learning at the University of Pittsburgh. I went to Pitt.
Oh, you're going to learn today. Did you say that at some point? Because you kind of, I feel like you have to, right?
I think it's like the 13th tallest educational building in the world or something. But okay, they had to call it a cathedral because in Pittsburgh, you couldn't build buildings that were higher than a church when they built it.
Okay.
So they were like, it's the cathedral. A scam. They was like, of learning Jesus. You know, y'all know what we mean. And then they built it up and it's cute. And yeah, I definitely fucked in there on the psychology floor.
Oh my gosh. I love that for you.
I did. It was my boyfriend. Even if it wasn't, who cares?
You know what? You're a free woman. You can do what you want. You know, like I'm not going to judge you.
And I used to be extra with sex. I didn't know that people like turn the lights off. I learned that very late in life. And so I don't know.
I think it's a personal experience for everybody.
If I was in there on a handstand. I thought, I was like, this not XX tube.
You're like, I have not been doing yoga for nothing. Someone's going to get these fucking moves.
Right? Listen, okay. Handstands, back bends. And now I'm like, I just want to lay on my back, sir. Or ma'am. Pillow princess and always. So, oh goodness, this is a departure.
Yeah, we've gotten off to a great start. I'm into it.
Francesca. We'll see if I edit some of this shit out. I may leave it for the girls. I may take it away. You know?
I trust you. I trust you.
But Francesca, what is your relationship with scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed? Have you been a scammer? We love it all.
Okay. So I like really thought hard about this. And I was an involuntary scammer at one time. I worked for a telemarketing company.
Involuntary.
So let me explain. I did telemarketing in college for a company that was scamming people. And I didn't know we were scamming people.
You were working in telemarketing. You didn't know you were scamming people. Like, that's the whole point until they call you at dinner. Okay, first of all. Vulnerable.
Okay, look, first of all, in my defense, it was a different time. Okay. 2002.
I was working for a robbery company. I didn't know that they was robbing people.
Okay, Look, I feel like you should let me defend myself. Today, y'all get stuff from Instagram ads and, you know, YouTube and shit. This was an era where a telemarketer might actually call you and sell you something legit, okay?
I was doing interpersonal scams. You was like, no, we feeling people out. We learning who they are.
In hindsight, I totally should have known. We were selling a product called Septic Helper 2000, which was like something that you poured in your toilet to like help it work better. Mm-hmm. But then we would be like, oh, it's free. And then you just have to pay for shipping. But then what you don't know is then we will ship it to you every month and you can't stop it. Like, it will just keep coming to you. So we would get a lot of angry phone calls. Like, I had been working there a few weeks and then suddenly the phone calls stopped being, you know, you're interrupting me in the middle of dinner. And then the phone calls were, fuck you. I've got this septic helper shit all over my house. Like, what do I do? And, you know, I was just trying to make the sales and get up on the board. And, you know, there was a board where if you sold, you would go up on the board, you know?
And let me tell y'all something that I just learned, literally just now, about Francesca. Francesca is that student. She shows up early. She got here earlier to the Zoom than I did.
I'm always early.
Literally, I was like starting the recording and my super engineer, Marina Pais, was like, Lacey, are you recording? And I was like, no, I'm not. And I was like, oop, my bad. And Francesca goes, I'm recording. She is that girl who's like, oh, Mr. Simon, you forgot to sign the math homework.
It's
everybody's
totally
like, the mail room.
Totally true. I always tell people, like, I am chronically early. If I'm late, I'm dead in a ditch. Like, call like the first 48 hours. I mean, do a podcast about my disappearance because something happened to me. I'm always early.
I love this for you because I'm the exact opposite. It gives me anxiety to be like early. Like, I don't like that.
I was the first person at your birthday party and I tried to be late. I tried so hard. I was like,
I was an hour and a half late to my birthday party.
I'll be there at 3:30. And then like, I was the first bitch walking through the door. God.
Yo, I literally only came because my assistant was there And she took a video. I was like, put me on FaceTime. Like, flip the camera around. And so she took a video. It was people there. And I was like, oh, damn, my people is there. I got to go. Yeah, put my shoes on. I was like, okay, let me get over there.
Oh, my God. Yes, I'm very early. And so, you know, to that same point, when I was working for this telemarketing company that I, in my heart, wanted to believe that just wanted to have people take healthy shits, you know, like if they take a shit, they wanted to reach the septic tank in like a reasonable amount of time. That's what I was told. Okay. And I believed in the goodness of that product. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get up on that board. And, I, you know, it was a
look,
scam.
Francesca belongs on a board. She belongs on billboards. She belongs on the board of the academies.
Yes, and I have a long ass name. Like, my name should take up as much space on the board as possible. You know, I just
Emmys, everything. She belongs on all the boards.
So yes, thank you. And then I did also get scammed in high school. Do you remember that like fake modeling agency, Barbizon?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I participated in every mall scam that there was.
Yeah.
I got scammed. My mama told me I couldn't act professionally, but she told me that I could do all the acting I wanted to as long as I had good grades. So, honey, I was dragging my mama to the mall every week.
Yes. I got roped in by Barbizon, and then they had a big modeling call in Orlando, and my mom and I went, and you know, I should have known it was
tall and model-esque. Like, this is not a reach.
Look, I mean, thank you very much.
I'm 5'1", and I took my ass to Barbizon. I said, what we doing, y'all?
Okay, but here's the thing. I should have known it was a scam because they opened by saying everyone can be a model, which is like, you know, sure, in our hearts, we want to believe everybody's beautiful. No. We all deserve love, da 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 da. But in reality, everyone cannot be a model, though. That defeats the purpose of models, right? Like, there has to be normal people and there has to be models. So then them telling everybody, all of you can be models, that should have set off my alarm bells.
They said, we want everybody's money, okay?
Exactly.
And look, these days, everybody can be models. And you know what? What you're saying was true for that time. But what I love that's happening now is, like, you're seeing disabled models.
Oh, my
God.
You're
seeing full-figured models. You're seeing middle people models.
Well, that's kind of what's cool about social media is, to your point, it's like democratizing it. You don't need somebody else to tell you you can be a model or you are beautiful. You can kind of control your own image and paint your own story and your narrative.
But also, me, like, in a back regular room, people need clothes, and most of America don't look like models. So can I see it on the bitch who's a size 6 or 8? Like, come
listen,
on now. But at the time, what you were told was a scam, because at the time, what you were told, you were a model build.
I was also in like a busted office building in like Boca Raton. Like, if you were gonna get discovered as a model, it was not going to be in like an office building. You know what I mean? Like, it was just nothing about the place said luxurious, glamour, fashion, success. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
It, like, said, they were like on a month to month block pop up.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Heard. Continue.
Scam. So yeah, and then to your other question, I mean, I am a very cautious person, so now I think everything could be a scam. Like, I don't want to believe if it's too good to be true, it's going to be hard for me to get on board. But I think it's also just cuz I'm very cautious. Like, I don't want anything bad to happen to me. So I'm very avoidant. I'm risk averse.
I am risk. What's the word that I'm looking for? I am risk attracted. And it's a problem because I pride myself in not getting scammed, and I get scammed all the time, and I am a scammer all the time. So,
oh my gosh.
I live in both sides of the spectrum, but I love this for you. Wait, can you tell me? At the end of this Orlando Barbizon trip, what happened? Did you pay for some photos?
Oh my God, like, not, yeah, I paid for some photos. I paid for my photos to be in a booklet that casting people were supposed to see. Again, this should have been a red flag. Like, no one is going to cast me from, you know, a pamphlet printed at Kinko's. But that's what we were paying to have my pictures put into. And then nothing happened.
And let me just say this. For the aspiring actors out there, for the aspiring models, casting people have no power. It took me a long time to learn this, and I want to share it with you. Don't pay.
Yeah, don't pay anybody.
Casting people have no power. I had so much time. I paid casting directors who low-key fucked up my career and my mental because they were just fucking assholes saying anything because they were getting paid for us to stand in front of them and them not to cast us in anything. They have no power. Yeah,
they are a filter. They pick through a few people and then give them to producers. And then
to people who have power.
And then they ultimately decide. But yeah, that is a huge scam. And you always, I remember the Barbizon, I would hear it on the radio where they would say, do you like High School Musical? Do you like That's So Raven? Mm-hmm. You could be in those. And of course, they're going to name a bunch of shows that every
kid likes.
You
know they're using you now, though, right, Francesca? You know they still got them photos of your ass.
Oh, my God.
And they use them and be like, oh my look God. At this person who did Barbizon, and now she's a star. And
oh, my God. That's so true. Mm-hmm. I mean, thankfully, I've had a full-blown glow up as a person, so I don't even look like those pictures anymore, but you are probably right. They still
got them at the outlet, at the strip mall. Right next to Baskin Robbins. Like,
on foam core and like hung up on a wall somewhere. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Well, if you're listening to this while you're in the waiting room for Barbizon, leave. It's a scam. Run. I've never been there before.
And fast, because some people not only do they not know what they're doing, a lot of times they bitter because of their station in life. I had a woman tell me, for a commercial casting agent, which I was like, bitch, what was I doing in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, first of all, they told us, don't wear makeup. Come in as a blank canvas.
No.
Like, casting people need to imagine
no.
who you could be. No, casting, like, when anybody's casting anything, they're looking for the easiest solution.
Yeah, they want to think you are the character.
Right. You don't need to come in costume, but you need to come close to it. If you playing a bitch who's going to be working in a diner, don't come in a full diner at waitress outfit, but, you know, maybe have on a white button down like you work in service. You know, give them something so that they can put the pieces together. People don't want to imagine. No one is imaginative. Also, she told me when I read the copy, oh, you're so sassy, which is coded language.
That's yeah, it's not even code anymore.
That time, right, it's aggressive. And people still do it a lot. I've been on press tours for goddamn 4 months, and it happens a lot. And she was like, you know, people don't really need to look for... She thought she was woke, this bitch. People don't really need to look for that in black people anymore. Like, you don't have to be sassy anymore. Like, you can just be yourself. I was like, bitch, this is who I am. What this mean? So after that, I tried to be what people thought I needed to be for a couple years. And I was like, fuck this. And then I started working.
I had such an opposite experience as an actress. I mean, and look, our resumes speak for themselves. Lacey stays booked. I am behind the camera because my ass was not
But she also
booked.
Be booking. Can I tell you that I auditioned for that Superstore role that you had? And I had friends in the writer's room. And it was like, oh, girl, we loved your tape. And then when I saw that Francesca got it, I was like, bitch, yes. Like, I was like, absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate you
so
saying
you done beat
that.
Me for some damn roles, okay, sis. Okay, you done beat me for some roles.
You know what? I needed that. And I'm going to take and receive. But I had many auditions. I would do some amount of voiceover, and I would often go, and you know, it'd be a McDonald's commercial. So and it would be for Urban Radio. So they would only call a bunch of black girls, and then it would be me. And so then I would go into the booth, and I'd be like, ba da ba ba ba, I'm loving. Like, I would just be myself, my super suburban Florida self.
So, like, cool. We're gonna stop you, Francesca. Mm-hmm. We're gonna stop you. So love your energy. Love your energy. Love your magic.
I'm getting
your
triggered.
Black girl magic. This time, can you give us more like you just saw your cousin Ronnie get shot in a street fight.
And you also have five kids and they're all running around. They all have different dads.
And they're hungry. And you and every week you tell them that they don't have McDonald's money. But because your cousin Ronnie got shot, it's a special day. And so you're gonna take them to McDonald's and get all five kids money or food off the dollar menu. So like, give us that energy. And let's run it back, okay?
Every
and remember
time.
The lines are, sis, I love me some McDonald's, and when times is hard, McDonald's is there. Can you say that? When times is hard, McDonald's is there. Francesca, go ahead.
When times is hard, McDonald's is there.
Okay, that was great, but
yeah, I'm not booking. I'm not booking that job. So yes, I got a lot of directions to be sassier. And I just, you know, it never felt comfortable for me. It just didn't sound like me. And I didn't want to do like an impression of what I think they want to hear. So yeah, that's why it didn't happen for me.
And I get that. And look, I never booked a McDonald's commercial either, although I love McDonald's and all their food. I think they sponsor this show.
We might have to cut that. We will cut that out. Oh my gosh.
So yes, scams all around, okay? And you know, you told me, Francesca, that you're very tepid about scams. You're very tepid about doing anything that's risky, which brings us into our listener letter, because I think that you're going to really resonate with our good Judy here. Guys, what's hot in fraud? Our first segment, we warn listeners about what's popping in the streets with scams. And more often than not these days, we get a listener letter from you guys. As always, if you want to snitch on your friends and family, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure that the scam is retired, because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag, okay? So if you got the scam retired, snitch. We love to see it. So, Francesca, I need a fake name for this scammer. We don't care about gender on this podcast.
Clarice.
Or in life. Clarice. I love Clarice. Yeah. What movie is like...
That's Silence of the Lambs. Like,
yes, Clarice. They shot that in Pittsburgh. Which is where I went to college, and that was like a big thing when I gave campus tours. I'd be like, they shot Silence of the Lambs here. But yeah, so Clarice. Clarice says, hey girl, are we familiar? Okay, Clarice. My name is Clarice. I'm not using your real name, sis. I see what you wrote. And I love listening to your podcast. I'm a welder. A welder? Okay. This different?
Oh, well, then.
And I will say that this woman, Clarice, does identify as female. Mm-hmm. And a welder who identifies as female is...
Very hot. Like, I hope she wears a jumpsuit to work.
I hope that you're just wearing, like, some suspenders and no shirt.
Ooh, yeah. And she's got, like, gloves on.
And a hard hat
with a little light on it.
Oily. I'm sorry. I'm very horny, apparently. But Clarice is a welder. And we love this for you, honey. She says, I work 10-hour shifts from 2 a.m. to 12:30. Why y'all got the weld at night?
Oh, that's weird.
Y'all can't weld in the daytimes? Okay. In the hot-ass heat in Phoenix, Arizona. And binging your podcast really helps my shift fly by, so thank you. Oh, you know I don't be reading the night shit, but Clarice, I fucks with you, especially because you welding at night looking all fine.
Yeah, it's probably because it's so hot in Arizona during the day. They probably need the sun to be there. Huh? Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, okay. And protective gear.
Okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure everyone has heard of the phone call scams where the IRS, in quotes, calls you and tells you that you committed fraud on your tax returns and that they've sent the police to your location to arrest you. Yes, we've talked about it a lot on the show.
Yeah.
When the police come to arrest you,
they don't call
sorry
you.
Sorry to take it into a dark place, but no knock warrants.
No.
The reason that Breonna Taylor is no longer with us.
Yeah, they're definitely not letting you know.
They ain't gonna let you know.
No.
Okay? Because a lot of times, and I do want to say this real quick, petty pullover, these police who do these no-knock warrants, because the police are a gang, and they were originally slave catchers, get into it. Google
honestly,
it.
The original pandemic, if we're going to be honest.
And they still out here killing us. Mm-hmm. And they do this shit with these no-knock warrants, which I've been telling everyone, if you live in a state, look up if your state has no-knock warrants, because we recently voted against it in California. Like, they did it in Breonna Taylor's state. Like, look it up. They do this shit because they are also criminals, and they trying to run up in the trap house, collect all the cash for them and theirs, and then put some drugs on the table and take a photo. Mm-hmm. So that's where the no-knocks come from. So if anybody calls you and says the popo about to show up, they not real. Because the popo don't, they just show up. They pull up. So, she says, oh, yeah, you know, you've heard of these scams, the popo pull up, da 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 da. I used to get those all the time. Normally, I would just hang up, but one day my ass was bored. So, how was you bored? You'd be welding from nighttime to dawn. Okay. I decided I was going to play a game with them. I decided to go along with it. I gave them a fake address and social security number, which they claim matched the info they had on file for me.
Always. Always.
Also, like, if anybody call you, I told y'all this.
Do not keep your social security number to anyone.
If anybody has has your information. And they do need to verify. So, like, when you call your bank, when you call niggas who got your information, they will treat you like a girlfriend that you've cheated on 12 times and you got 4 babies by. And they will be like, okay, so what street you live on? Okay, are you a robot? Click these 4, which is the traffic lights, bitch. Okay, okay, you survived that. Okay, anyways, what's your mama cousin maiden name? When did your grandmama die and what funeral plot is she buried in? So she done gave the fake social security number.
Mm-hmm.
They done told her, like, you going to jail, sis. We coming right now. Wee-oh. You hear that? That's outside, not on the phone. That's actually us. So she said, the whole time, I acted scared and worked up like I was afraid to go to jail.
Yes.
They told me that I could repay the money that I was overpaid on my tax return by going to Walmart.
Oh no. And like getting them gift cards or something.
Yeah, you know where this is going.
God.
And our fans know, the congregation knows where this is going. If you are a good Judy of the congregation, you've been in church long enough to know where this is going. I chose this because y'all are starting to become aficionados of scams.
I love that Clarice is scamming the scammers back.
And I love it. That's why I chose this, because like I'm starting to see a lot of letters that are like, sis, I listened to the podcast. So I had a scammer come and try to play me, and I toyed with them the whole time, and then I told them it was a scam. And I was like, I love this empowerment.
Yes.
And also the pettiness of not just getting off the phone and hanging up, which we've talked about.
Waste a scammer's time. Keep them away from like the elderly lady who's actually going to get scammed by them.
Phone calls are the best scams because all you have to do is hang up. I saw a TikTok during the pandemic of a student, like, you know, the Gen Zs who drag us for filth, for our skinny jeans and being alive. Mm-hmm. They hate millennials, but they also love us because we're all in this existential crisis together. This Gen Z TikToker, I wish I could remember his name. He was like, oh, I see a school shooter, but he's on Zoom school.
And then
closes the computer.
I saw that.
I was like, whoo, crisis averted. It was like, he got a gun. Close his laptop. Crisis averted. Oh. And that's what you can do with your phone, y'all. You should never get scammed via phone. I understand when somebody's in front of you, charismatic, lying, doing lots of hand gestures, maybe sexy.
But what if you actually did fuck up on your taxes? Like, those are the people I think that are most susceptible.
Well. Like Carisha says, oh, well, with the whale emoji.
But I'm just saying, those are the people who, when that phone call comes, they might think it's real. Because
but that ain't how taxes work, honey.
Well, I agree. But if they haven't paid them, they don't know.
Out of Lauryn Hill's book, okay? The IRS will send you mail. They will. They'll send you ominous, menacing mail and be like, urgent. Urgent. I'm sorry. If you put it in the mail, it ain't that urgent. If my house is on fire, ain't nobody gonna mail me a letter being like, bitch, your house on fire. Not that urgent. Okay? But they'll come pick your ass up if they need to pick your ass up. Okay? Mm-hmm. Look, Lauryn didn't want to go to jail for not paying Uncle Sam, which I think is still a scam. Mm-hmm. They found her ass. And knowing Lauryn, she laid as hell everywhere, so they had to really look for her. Okay? They were like, oh, she's supposed to be at this concert. We're going to get her today. And it was like, nah, knowing Lauryn, she probably 3 states away. Like, we got to really look, okay? So, you know, that's not how it works. So, they told her to go to Walmart, Wally World, to get iTunes gift cards. iTunes.
No, you're not going to pay your IRS bill in iTunes. Like, come on.
Uncle Sam loves a good bop, okay?
Oh my God.
He loves a bop.
That's so funny.
I told them I had to go wake my baby up because I was a single mother with no one to watch her and take her with me. I don't have any kids, by the way. Not you creating a backstory. Listen, Clarice. You're giving us so much, and I love it. The man said he would wait on the phone with me while I did that. I took them on a huge adventure, telling them things like, oh my God, my baby pooped in her diaper. I have to change her first. And there was poop everywhere. So much poop. And I started asking him for parenting advice.
Oh, no.
Told him I had to give my baby a quick bath. I came up with so many obstacles that I had to do before I left. And he just stayed on the phone talking to me. Finally,
he was trying to get his name on the board, Lacey.
He was. He was like you. He was an A1 scammer. He was like, listen, I'm going to get this sale. She's on board. She's talking to me about her baby.
She's making me work for it.
I'm going to get these iTunes gift cards, okay? Fuck this woman and her baby. I'm going to get on the board, okay? And look, Francesca didn't know she was scamming when she was trying to get on the board. She's just someone who likes and follows rules. And I appreciate that because I am the opposite. Rules are for other people so that I can do what I want. So she's taking him on this journey, all these obstacles. Finally, after a while, I told him I was driving to the store. I said I lived in a small town and the closest Walmart was a good drive away, so it would take me a bit to get there. After probably 30 minutes of driving, in quotes, I was playing dumb with the whole gift card thing. I started asking him if he only wanted the iTunes gift cards or if he wanted a variety of different kinds. Told him I could get him some Applebee's ones. Ooh, come on,
throw a chili. No, listen, I'm a Chili's girl. Throw a Chili's in there.
Baby back ribs.
Okay. Yes, a fajita moment. Scammers like fajitas.
I do like Chili's, but I'm an Applebee's girl because Applebee's are ratchet. Like, they are a franchise, and there are certain cities where the Applebee's turns into the club at night.
Yeah, but like, okay, I know we probably can't
say. Have you ever paid covered against Applebee's?
No, but I have definitely jammed along to the Chili's theme song, and I feel like that got me through the door. You know what I mean? Like, true. So I like a vibe. I like ambiance.
I do like to go to a Chili's when I'm in Texas so I can see all my old high school friends. Yes, that was a read.
Oh.
not to all of them. Some of them were very nice, but a lot of y'all was trash. So, listen, working at Applebee's ain't no shade. I waited tables for 6 motherfucking years, okay? Mm-hmm. So she was like, oh, I can get you Xbox Live ones, like, whatever you want. At this point, I could tell he started to get frustrated with me. He told me to buy $3,000 worth of iTunes gift cards with $1,500 on 2 separate ones to give him the numbers. Because that's what they do. They'd be like, oh, buy the gift card and then turn it over and tell us the digits on the back.
So you don't have to send it to them.
This scammer is dumb, and that's why he stayed on the phone so long, because he was wasting his precious time. He could have been robbing other people.
Here's what I don't understand. Can you turn those iTunes gift cards into money? Like, I just don't understand. Like, what does he... Okay, so you can cash them out?
There's ways.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Anytime you get a gift card, there's ways. Especially as long as you have the numbers on the gift card, you don't need the physical card to do things, to purchase things, to do what you need to do. He could use that iTunes gift card to purchase things in the store and then return them. Like, there's a lot of ways to get the money back. Yeah. However, this scam is stupid because the IRS would never tell you to buy iTunes gift cards. Like, they wildin'. Like, this is dumb.
They're like trying to buy like Normani single in bulk and then return it. Like, I'm so confused.
You ain't gonna return Wild Side even if you wanted to. It's a bop, you know?
Seriously.
They're like, you listen to half of it, you can't return it. But the best version of this scam is, which we are still in a pandemic, slowly creeping out of it. Now we got Delta Lambda variants, so we're still in it. But the best version of this scam is, oh, do you want to work from home? Do you want to be a secret shopper? Do you want to do da-da-da-da? And then, oh, we mail you a fake check. You deposit it. It bounces, like, after a week. But in that meantime, you spend the fake check money on buying gift cards and then shopping in stores or giving them the codes on the back. That's the best version of the scam. The best version of the scam is not tax fraud. Like, this is stupid. So this man is dumb. That's why he stayed on the phone so long. And, you know... Shout out to dumb people. We can't all be smart.
There's all kinds.
Right. And listen, you might be dumb in one area of life and smart in another. I can't do heart surgery, but I can do comedy. And I think that's what we need to realize. Just because you're smart and you can make a Tesla, Elon Musk, don't mean you need to go to motherfucking space. Same for you, Bezos. Just because you know how to give me my damn eyelashes in a 13-pack. In 4 hours because you let people pee in Gatorade bottles doesn't mean that you need to be going to space, you know?
Yeah.
So we all just need to stay in our lanes. Lanes. They're there for a reason in life and, you know, mentally.
Yes,
so,
this is not Mario Kart.
Right. Y'all hopping out like, y'all ain't gonna save Princess P? Like, stay in your lane, okay? So... After the driving, the playing dumb, this guy's getting frustrated. I Google pictures of the cards and read off some random ass numbers. He ends the call, and I'm finally thinking he just, you know, realized this is dumb. She was on the phone with him for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
No.
Laughing her ass off, knowing that at least I got to scam someone else. Wow. This is a great email.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing, in my heart, I just think like you wasted your minutes on this scam. Uh-uh.
See,
no, you think she has a free, she has a full, she has an unlimited plan. She's not paying for this call.
Baby girl, minutes. What is this? 2000? Francesca, are you still calling people after 9 p.m.?
Like, well, I'm just thinking, like, you know what? Time is money.
We got
time is money.
Okay.
She gave this person two hours of her day.
This is what I'll say about Clarice.
Okay.
And this is something I'm learning as someone who is constantly working.
Oh. If you know, I tell you about it.
You do. You drag me by my edges, and you're right. But if you enjoy something, mm-hmm. if you have fun, mm-hmm. it is not time wasted. Because okay. in life, we are taught, like, all this capitalism shit, especially in America. Sleep when you're dead. Grind. Fucking bullshit. If you have fun kicking a rock up the street for 3 hours, then you had fun and you were enjoying your life and you don't need to feel guilty about that. That's not time wasted. Time wasted is when you're doing something and you're miserable about the shit.
That's
fair. Time wasted. But if you had a good ass time scamming somebody and creating a fake baby and washing the poop off the fake baby and driving fake 30 minutes and pulling up and asking for different gift cards, Googling shit, if you got your jollies off that shit, and look, if you masturbated for 3 hours, you wouldn't be like, oh, that's time wasted. You was knitting. You was having a good time.
I will say procrasturbation is a real thing. Like, you have shit to do and you're like, let me just rub one out instead. So I do think, you know, you could enjoy yourself.
And I don't even
call
it procrastination because I get some of my best ideas on the bean, flicking
the
bean.
You are.
Mama, I hope you ain't listening.
The queen of multitask.
I'm like, ooh, I need to get these edits done. Flick that bean. Do whatever you need to do. Get your creativity out. But honestly, guys, if
well,
you
Clarice,
enjoy it,
we support you.
Clarice, we're stans. Clarice, I stan you.
Clarice.
Now, guys, this has been a four, like a 30-minute first half. This is actually the most off the rails I have ever gone on this podcast.
Oh, my God.
But, guys, we're going to take a break for some non-scam advertisements. I love you, McDonald's. And we'll be right back. Scams! Cunt! And we're back for my favorite segment of the podcast, Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Francesca with a famous con, caper, group of criminals, single criminal. We don't know. Maybe we love them. Maybe we hate them. Remember the Lou Pearlman episode? I love that nigga was flying blimps and making people work out of airplane hangars with a fucking Rolls Royce out front. Love that. Didn't realize he was a creep and a pedo and a robber and a thief mm-hmm. and a bad guy. Didn't realize he was dead.
He was a bad dude. Past tense.
Nasty man. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we do scam stories about nasty men and we don't praise them. So let's see what we're dealing with today. We got Dr. Lokesh Tantuwaya. I pronounced that correctly. No, I don't have a phonetic here. Yes, I do. Thank you, Kaylin. That's my research assistant. So he's a San Diego spinal surgeon now at the center of the most notorious healthcare fraud cases in California's history. Not California. That's Uh-oh. Where I live.
Uh-oh.
He's been accused of medical malpractice and fraud, yet continues to be a practicing surgeon today.
Wait, he's practicing right now?
Of course, he's practicing right now.
You know he is. He has
He's cutting
to be.
On niggas right now. Oh my God, he's not white.
He's not. He's giving me
I guess
Disney
we should
Prince.
Have known by his name.
What is going on?
He's actually very attractive. You know we'll put the photos on the Instagram.
Oh, shit.
He got great hair.
This is how he scams people.
He must be charismatic. And he got good eyebrows, too. God damn.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
He got them Zendaya brows. God damn. And he got eyes that just see you. Oh, he looking at me too hard. Get the picture away. I'm about to go get surgery from him.
This is a dangerous man. I can tell he's dangerous.
Get the picture away, Marina, because I want to go get surgeries from him. Oh, my God. So, guys, I will give you a trigger warning up top. The story contains examples of domestic violence, graphic surgical malpractice.
No.
So take care of yourselves while listening to this. If you have triggers for that, maybe just listen to the first 40 minutes of the podcast and the last. But let's get into Pacific Hospital, where this nigga worked. The former owner of Long Beach's Pacific Hospital is a man named Michael D. Drobot. I have a problem immediately. Okay, so Michael looks like, we look at him, a Marvel villain.
Oh, yeah. This is
actually
a bad
not
man.
Even a Marvel villain, because Marvel villains be sexy. You're right. He's giving Lord of the Rings.
He's giving me Gollum.
He's giving me the Precious. And the Precious is the hospital. Why can people own hospitals?
Because our healthcare system is a scam. Because our healthcare system is a scam.
I've known our healthcare system was a scam, but I was truly embarrassed by our healthcare system when Oprah did the interview for Prince Harry and my queen, Meghan Markle, and the Brits had to watch the interview basically on American television, mm-hmm. which meant that they had to watch American commercials.
Oh.
So
was that the first time that they realized that our shit was messy?
It went viral on Twitter. They were like, are Americans okay? Mm. Every time we go to commercial break, they like, Big Tavi, you can live free with HIV. Oh, restless leg syndrome. Yeah. We got a pill for that. It might make you die.
The side effects for every medicine are so bad that you just don't want to take it.
You have eczema? And are you okay with losing a foot? We got a pill for you.
Oh,
and
might cause eating disorders, might cause night terrors, might cause depression.
Nigga, what is a night terror? I just want
to get rid of my acid reflux. Like, why is this medicine going to do all of these bad things
to
me?
Why I got to wake up in air fight? Because I want to not have acid reflux. Oh. I am confusion. And look, drugs are important. They're saving lives. I know I mentioned Big Tarvey up top, but like, come on now. You know, the HIV pandemic in the 80s could have easily been rectified if they treated it like the COVID pandemic and really worked to get
people
a vaccine.
Had to, if people had money to gain from it, then yes, they will invest in research and experimental trials and all of that good stuff.
But all the stuff that we have now, like, and living with these diseases, it's not like a death sentence anymore, and it's not a shameful thing. It's like, you know, all of the like discoveries that have been made in modern medicine in America, I do appreciate. Mm-hmm. What I don't appreciate is turning on motherfucking VH1 or turning on ABC and I'm trying to just watch, you know, The Bachelorette or whatever mess, and I have to be reminded constantly to ask my doctor about pills. Like, can I just go to the doctor and be like, my back hurt, and they be like, okay, we're gonna do some tests, and then they give me some pills? Why I got to go in there and be like, okay, so I was watching...
Well, and also way to get my hopes up that this thing is going to be a cure-all for me. And then I go in and it's not covered by my insurance. Like, it is a scam. Like,
watching Good Girls on NBC. Yes. And they had told me that if I want to cure my eczema,
I just have to risk liver disease. Like, yeah. Oh,
what?
Man. It is a scam.
And so the UK, they were tweeting us and they were like, are y'all okay? And we was tweeting back like, no, bitch. We ain't been okay since we left y'all niggas, and we weren't okay when we was with y'all asses. Can somebody help? Anyways, in 2014, Drobot, why is his last name Drobot? That is a villain name.
Yeah.
Was charged by the FBI with conspiracy and paying illegal kickbacks. Part of his scheme included orchestrating a nearly $1 billion healthcare fraud in which he inflated the cost of metal hardware used in spinal surgeries. Wow.
Oh, no. He's working on people's backs.
And you know, everybody got a back problem.
Yeah. But also, the back is a sort of thing that, like, once your back is fucked... Like, it's over. Like, it's you're done.
Kia said, my neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack. Those are vital. They're vital. And so when they're fucked, they're fucked. Okay?
Yes.
No, this is, oh, Lord.
Yeah, so this is going a bad direction.
Also, I don't like this because if he's inflating the cost of these surgeries, he's found his in. A lot of times when we've done scam stories about doctors who found their in, they'll also push some shit on you that you don't need.
Yeah, they're going to upsell.
I didn't realize when y'all go to the doctor, honey, get third and fourth and fifth opinions, especially if you are a person of color or you are plus size. If you are fat.
Oh, yeah, they will just tell you. You it's are because black. You're fat. They'll just tell you that that's what it is. You're like, no, my hand hurts. And they're like, have you tried not being fat? You're like, literally, this has nothing to do.
There was a viral tweet the other day that was like, I broke my toe and let's guess what the doctor told me first. Oh, and it wasn't about the toe. It was about her weight. Mm-hmm. And like, you really have to be. I've gone to doctors because I have a fibroid and I've spoken publicly about it. I've gone to doctors and I had to learn because I'm a scammer. The last doctor I went to, I told him I had a fibroid. I know it's outside of the uterus. I've had histograms. I've had all these, you know, not echocardiogram, that's for your heart, but I've had that too. But I have had all of these sonograms and shit. I know where the fibroids are. They're not in my uterus. Mm-hmm. He was like, okay. So he does one on me, sees the fibroid. He's like, oh, okay, great. No, we can easily do this. I'm just going to cut your pussy open and get in there and da, 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 da. And I said, we don't need to operate from the uterus because my fibroids are outside. So I was thinking laparoscopic. And he was like, yeah, that's actually great. And that would work for you, but I don't know how to do that
surgery. I love you going in there prepared. Because it's true. Like, people will get overwhelmed. And what's really wild is, look, we saw the Serena Williams documentary. You saw how the doctors wouldn't listen to her. If they won't listen to her rich ass, right, then, like, we go in there and we're just, like, a regular person. These, you have to be so, so careful.
Beyonce almost died having her twins, too, just like Serena.
Like,
can you imagine killing Beyonce?
Can you imagine not listening to Beyonce? Like, it just makes no sense. Like, racism has truly infected your brain so much so that you won't even listen to Beyonce.
And it has permeated the medical industry.
Absolutely.
And it always has. Doctors are told in school to profile.
That we have a higher tolerance for pain. We're often told, like, you can't get, you know, pain medication.
They won't give us hydrocodone. They won't give us the drugs that they freely give out to the desperate housewives and the housewife franchises to sip with their Xanax and their Chardonnay. They won't give it to us for life-threatening issues. I convulsed on a dentist's table and had tears shoot out of my eyes. Involuntarily. Have you ever cried involuntarily? The tears just jumped out? Oh my God. Because I told her I needed more Novocaine before she drilled into my fucking nerve. She didn't believe me. She's on my petty pullover list of I will find that bitch and ruin her life someday. And, like, people don't listen to us. Yeah. So when you go to doctors, if you are flat or you are a person of color, you have to be head on a swivel. I would recommend bringing an advocate, like a friend who's very mouthy, if you're not mouthy, so that someone's there. And if you are having a baby, get a doula. And if you want to still have a baby in the hospital, still get a fucking doula. Because they do crazy ass shit. My friend told me that a lot of doctors will rip out the placenta after you have the baby so they can get to the next surgery. And for black women, that makes you bleed to death. Yeah. So you let the placenta fall out the coochie like it's supposed to fall out. And we are on tangents, but we got to drop these gems. Anyway. So this nigga is a scammer, and I don't approve of this already because in the healthcare industry, like...
No, you're fucking with people's lives.
Healthcare's already a scam, nigga. Like, if you call your hospital where you get surgery or if you have an ambulance ride or anything and you haggle with them, they will give you a lower price.
Oh, yeah.
If you haggle with them before insurance, because when you go to the hospital, they charge you for random ass shit you ain't even used. Q-tips, band-aids, cot swabs, nigga who opened the door, like everything. When they got to change the bed dressing, they got to pull the paper out, new paper, charge you for that. Like, they charge you for everything. And if you go back and be like, I don't got it, y'all need to lower the price, they will. So just know that. So healthcare is already a scam. So if you're scamming on top of a scam, I don't approve. Like, you're already in a scam industry.
No.
Bullshit. So additionally, he paid out more than a $50 million in bribes to drive doctors to perform surgeries. We said it. At his hospital.
No.
So Remember this. It's important later, guys. Drobot profited millions off of this, and he was pushing people to perform these surgeries. So hold on to that, y'all. That same year, he was also sued for using counterfeit hardware in those surgeries. Counterfeit?
So you're getting bootleg AliExpress. You know, like, where are you getting your instruments from? This is bad.
He layaway-ing goddamn surgery stuff on Klarna. What's going on?
God. No. Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Like, what? No. Look, if you were in Mexico or the Dominican Republic where people expect to get discount BBLs and surgery.
No, don't do that.
Maybe then you could get your shit off
but
Amazon.
In Long Beach, California, this dude is cutting corners?
Bro,
cutting people open and cutting corners. It's just, I'm not here for it.
He cutting everything. So in 2019, goddamn, this is recent. The already imprisoned Drobot pled guilty to illegally selling his luxury cars and keeping the proceeds for himself, which disobeyed the court order of his previous conviction. So when he was in jail,
he was selling still his shit.
Selling shit and getting coins.
Wow.
His book stayed paid up. Okay. So this is some context to his other crimes. So this is, now we're back on, so we were talking about Drobot, right?
Mm-hmm.
The center of this is Tantuwaya, right? Dr. Tantuwaya, right? So Dr. Tantuwaya is still out of jail and is still practicing medicine.
No.
And I mean practicing, like he practicing. He's not actually executing.
You know how they have those like bigots who go and boycott everything? Why don't they go boycott this dude? We need people outside with signs being like, this guy is a scammer. Don't fucking come here.
Because the hater boycotters don't know where to put their energy. Like,
can they start a rumor about this dude so that they can show?
They
want
to go to gay people's funerals. Lord. They want to go to the club. I mean, like, all of the people who have the pictures of the aborted babies want to be at the medical facilities where women are getting healthcare.
Give me this man's address. I'm going to order a task rabbit and have them just stand outside with a sign.
Because
if this guy is still practicing, people need to know.
And I've talked about this on this podcast. If you are a hater, get a hater job and direct your hater energies towards something that's a force of good in the world. Now, be a tax accountant. We've talked about it. Be a meter maid. I don't think that's positive, but I will say at 4 o'clock when we in high traffic and a car is parked when they should have moved, I am mad. So maybe meter maids are helpful sometimes.
Okay.
I like this idea. Get in a hater profession and like, boycott this nigga. Like, boycott this kind of shit. So, back to the doctor who we started talking about. So, we were talking about Drobot, the evil nigga who's in jail, right? Mm-hmm, he was the one who owned the hospital in Long Beach. Wow. We're now going back to the actual doctor that we're talking about. So, his current legal problems lay at the center of Drobot's Pacific Hospital in Long Beach, California. However, his rap sheet goes back a bit further. In 2014, he was arrested and pleaded guilty to attempting to dissuade a witness from reporting a crime and child endangerment. He had pinned his wife against the wall in front of their children and told them, "You kids leave, but I'm going to kill your mother tonight." No. I told you guys there's going to be some domestic violence stuff.
No.
So this doctor, and like, look, when you go to medical school, when you do all this shit, you get a residency.
You take the oath to do no harm. That's like the first thing you do.
And he said, "I'm gonna do all the harm."
Wow.
All the harm.
Wow.
And when you get a profession like this, unfortunately, because of the stigmas that American society has and many societies have, your station purports who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a doctor or you're a celebrity, you can't be this talented and this brilliant in one area and also be a harmful human being.
Yeah, I mean, you make a good point. We saw the guy's picture and we were like, oh my God, he's good looking, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And versus a guy named Drobot, which already sounds like a fucking transformer. And then the man looks like Gollum. So we automatically were like, not going to him.
And he's in jail.
And then look at this guy. He's like charming looking. He's got good hair and eyebrows going on.
You said it. He looks like a Disney prince.
And that's, and then he's a doctor. So the person that you're supposed to trust. And then lo and behold, he's a fucking abuser and a scammer. And it also just goes to show you that you can't judge a book by its cover, because somebody being good looking doesn't mean that they're trustworthy or that they're a good person.
There's billions of people in the world and we all need to detach from the celebrity, the good lookingness, like looks fade, celebrity mm-hmm. fades, mm-hmm. we all die. So there's people coming up behind these people who are just as talented and just as good looking who might actually be good people. And we need to invest in the future and not what's already been. That's why Harvey Weinstein's ass stayed around so motherfucking long, because everybody at Miramax was like, well, he's a genius. And it's like, there's more geniuses, nigga. There's tons of geniuses. They got a whole organization for the shit. So we don't have to hitch our wagon to bad people. So he did this horrible thing, told his kids that he was going to kill their mother. God bless his children. When one of his daughters threatened to call 911, mm-hmm. he grabbed her by the hair and threw her to the ground, and she called anyway.
Oh my God. Sis. I'm canceling the task rabbit. I'm gonna go after this guy myself.
Literally. Let's get the signs, girl. I got markers.
He's done.
He's a bad man. The board reviewed his license, stayed that action, and put him on 3 years probation, which allowed him to keep practicing.
Wow. Three years probation? Just give him all the leeway.
If you want to kill your family, you should not be a goddamn doctor because you don't care about life.
No. You shouldn't even be like a podiatrist. Like, I don't want you anywhere near anyone else's body.
You don't care about your babies and you cutting on me? That means anything could go left. You don't care? What? No. So, no, the term stayed is a procedure that the board uses, which gives them more time to review a case, but gives the doctor an ability to continue practicing. So when they stayed the judgment, they basically put it on hold. He's got influence. And obviously, if he was working for that scammer, Drobot, he probably got coin, and he could probably pay some people off. So keep that. So his malpractice, as Drobot was dealing with mounting charges of federal criminal investigations that year, Tantuwaya was also involved in a medical malpractice suit in addition to his 2014 arrest. In 2011, he operated on a San Diego truck driver, Tammy Martinez, then 52, who had hurt her back on the job. The attorney handling Martinez's workers' comp claim steered her towards this man as she was in danger of having her compensation soon run out. So obviously a scammer. We're looking at this woman right now. She is missing a leg.
Looks
she
like she's trying to do some sort of exercise.
Yeah, she's
on one
exercising,
of those, like, rowing machines.
Probably rehab. Mm-hmm. And she looks like a very determined person. Truck drivers have to have like the most patience. You driving all the time. All you looking at is road.
And you're sitting that whole time. It's mm-hmm. really bad for your back.
Really bad for your back and your body to just be sitting constantly. But this woman is working out. She looks hardworking. Like, she looks like she's very intensely trying to get her life where she wants it to be. Her workers' comp was about to run out because America. So mm-hmm. she was in what we call the despo meter, high desperation to try to get this surgery done, which makes sense. So though she lived in San Diego, the doctor, Tantuwaya, insisted the surgery take place at Pacific Hospital in Long Beach, the scam hospital. Now, she lives in San Diego. They are
good
hospitals.
That's like 3 hours difference, right? That's far
it's
away.
It's like 4 hours, 4 or 5. And if you include traffic, 6.
Wow. That's a long journey.
Mm-hmm. Martinez found it odd that he wanted to perform the surgery so far away. But what was more odd was the owner of the hospital insisted on sending a van to pick her up and drop her off, paying for a hotel room and taking care of all her meals. Okay. Look, we always say ain't no such thing as a free lunch and ain't no such thing as a free surgery and getting flued out for surgery.
Ugh. God. And you know what's sad is, to your point about, you know, our healthcare system being broken, this woman was clearly at her wit's end. She needed this. So she's like, you know what? I'm just going to go along with it because I need this surgery. I need to get better.
Which is such bullshit. Not her wanting it, but bullshit
just
that she had to go through this much.
Taking advantage of people who are already in, you know, disenfranchised positions and really need help. Those are the people who are most susceptible to these scams.
So during the surgery on Martinez's back, neither Tantuwaya or his assistant realized circulation had been cut off to her left leg.
Oh my God.
So when we saw that photo of her, it's post-surgery. Why. It wasn't until a staff member mentioned the foot looked lifeless and gray that they realized, and it was too late.
Wow. Wow.
The surgeons went to botch on an emergency thrombectomy, A procedure looking for blood clots or other blockages in her arteries and veins. Unfortunately, they did not have the proper equipment. 9 days after
the
surgery.
So they made her go all the way to Long Beach and then they mm-hmm. didn't have the shit that they needed?
Mm-mm. And they flew her out for this bullshit.
Wow.
Because he wanted that back money.
Yeah.
That evil doctor, Dr. Drobot, wanted the back money. So he flew her out to the hospital where he knew he could get it mm-mm. and didn't have the adequate equipment to actually take care of her fucking back. And if something went wrong, take care of her leg. 9 days after surgery, Martinez was forced to drive back to the ER where doctors determined that her leg was gangrenous and had to be amputated. Oh. And we saw in that photo where she was rehabilitating
so
that
she had it for 9 days after that.
Could have died.
Oh, my God.
This nigga is, all these niggas are terrible. So gangrene, if you don't know, is the death of body tissue due to lack of blood flow or serious bacterial infection. Martinez says, it took my job away. I've always had to work for minimum wage because I've always been on welfare. And then I finally had a freaking good job that I could do and support my kids. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. I know we try to do fun scams, but this shit is just fucking evil. And
Well, you know what? I'm glad that we're doing the story because clearly this man needs to be exposed. If this shit happened in 2019, he should not be walking around under jail.
No, under the jail. And I think carceral systems are fucking bullshit. But sometimes I'm like, put the nigga under the jail. Like, this is ridiculous.
Well, at the very least, like, she needs to get some sort of, like, hefty financial compensation. Because at the end of the day, you're right. The carceral system is very broken. And putting him under the jail does not reverse the harm that he did. Like, we need to put money in this woman's pocket because she's lost her job. She's not able to provide for her kids. And it's all because this dude wanted to be greedy and fuck with her life and her livelihood. Like, there needs to be real consequences for that.
So, the doctor settled for $500,000, and he has to have insurance for how reckless he is.
I hope that money goes to her. I mean, it's not going to bring her leg back.
And $500,000 is not enough. No. You fuck this woman's life up. Now, as an amputee, she can still have a full life. There are plenty of paraplegic people who live full, exciting
life. But the pain and suffering. Yes.
That you did to her, the harm you caused, $500 ain't enough.
Mm-mm.
He blamed the other surgeon for this. The medical board has taken no disciplinary action against him in relation to this case. What is this medical board? Because also I'm about to drag y'all niggas too. Mm-hmm. You stayed his fucking, you know,
he shouldn't
sentence.
Have been practicing. He should, as soon as that thing with his wife and kids happened, He should not have been practicing. Yeah, they absolutely should be liable.
I am a firm believer of the Marie Antoinette policy. If you work in government, you should know that there's a guillotine outside if you fucking up. Mm-hmm. And because we don't have that, government officials get rich off of us, play us, lie to us to get into office, scam our criminals, and they're not serving the fucking people. I'll never forget when AOC got into office and people were making fun of her for being a waitress. I said, we need more motherfucking waitresses in office. Yeah. We need more motherfucking people who have worked 9 to 5s, worked shifts, worked in industries where they're on their feet 50
hours
a goddamn
week. Because they know
what's
on the line. They know exactly, like, why we're pissed off, why we need representatives who are going to fight for us.
Yeah,
not people
no
who are so disconnected.
Oil tycoons.
Yeah, they're too wealthy. Like, none of the things that they're actually voting on or being
will
brought
affect
to.
Them.
Yeah, doesn't
when they're talking
them at
about
all.
Wars, they know their kids aren't going to go to wars. You know who goes to wars? People of color and people in the South.
Yeah,
that's
and when they're
who
talking
goes
about
to fight the wars.
Who needs health care? It's like, well, they have health care. Like, their health care is taken care of. They can afford any surgeries or high level doctors or experimental medicine and all that good stuff. Whereas, like, normal ass people, we don't get those things
at all. And it's bullshit. So Martinez's lawyer was later jailed for taking kickbacks from hospital owners.
No! Whoa, this dude is like the mob. He basically is paying everybody off.
He got everybody in his pocket. Oh, you know they said they made millions of dollars. And he is...
Oh my God, could you imagine? You went through all of that shit and then your lawyer scammed you?
He doing the Oprah Winfrey. You get a bribe. You get a bribe. You get a bribe. No. Oh, my God. Look under your seat. Dr. Tatawaya is giving you a bribe.
Holy
shit. Is he bribing me? He not bribing me yet. I won't take the bribe, I swear. God damn. So in 2019, the board ruled that Tatuaya had been grossly negligent for failing to provide pain medication to a patient after surgery. What did we talk about earlier?
Wow. Wow.
I bet you that was a person of color. Yeah. But also, like, that's where y'all draw the line? That he didn't give somebody hydrocodone? Y'all didn't draw it at him throwing his daughter, at him threatening to kill his wife in front of his children? You didn't draw it at him having somebody flued out to get a black surgery at a hospital that didn't have the proper equipment to take care of something if things went awry? You drew it at pain, like, and what I will say about this is it does feel like it's like when Denzel Washington got the Oscar in Training Day. Where they were like, we owe like, you an
really,
Oscar.
Yes, you really needed this for earlier in your career.
When Whoopi Goldberg got the Oscar for Ghost, when she should have got it for The Color Purple. They're like, we owe you an Oscar. They were like, we owe you a disbarment. We owe you a disbarment, so here you go, sis. Here's your disbarment, because we fucked up a lot. Because and this goes back to, like, when the justice system fails, you are putting more people in harm's way. Mm-hmm. When police officers have a list of complaints, a laundry list of fucking violations, and then they go on to kill someone, you killed them because you didn't stop them when you should have.
Yeah.
So everyone's at fault. Everyone's at fault. They also ruled that he was dishonest during his board investigation, creating post-dating records for the patient's file in an apparent attempt to cover his tracks. The doctor...
Wow, he's out here forging documents?
He was on Photoshop. He's a scammer. He was cooking it up like it was stir fry. Tatuaya spent 15 days in jail after he was convicted of violating a protective order granted to his wife. So he's still harassing his fucking wife. Mm-mm. Piece of shit. I hate when people who are bad are cute because it gets them
but that's
way
how he,
too far.
But that is exactly how he's gotten this far. And way it just goes to show you that he is a manipulator and a scammer through and through from the jump.
And also, like, you're already a doctor. You're making coins. You're doing Amazon discount back surgeries. You couldn't just stop there.
No.
You had to continue to do harm.
But also, what's wild to me about these types of scammers is, like, okay, a scam is a scam if you're going to, like, steal money from people. This dude went to medical school. Like, he spent years, like, learning and studying and showing up on time and doing his residency and doing mm-hmm. his boards. And he did all of these things to finish all of that work and then say, now I want to scam people. Like, that is a true, like, another level of psychopathy.
He's because, like, a genius and a sociopath. And that happens a lot. And we have to acknowledge that you can be a genius mm-hmm. and a sociopath. Yeah. You can be someone who has brilliant things to contribute to the world and also be a nightmare to the human race.
Yeah.
And we can't value one over the other. And because we live in America, we value productivity. We value genius.
Well, we
over
also
humanity.
Want it black and white. We also want to say someone is all good or all bad.
And that's not how it works.
It's just not like that.
And it's crazy that we don't realize that's not how it works when the niggas who are on our money owned slaves, fucked children.
Well,
raped,
you know,
pillaged,
but there's a really great Broadway show where they sing
and
dance and
carve a mountain
and
out
rapping.
Of these niggas.
So now we like them.
Right. The Hamilton. And that's the thing, too, is, like, people put
revisionist
shit out.
History.
And that's why critical race theory can't be taught, because people don't want to see the black, the white, the blue, the red, mm-hmm. all the colors of human beings. Yeah. And this is a nightmare. Months later, so when he spent these 15 days, because he violated the protective order against his wife, he failed to alert the medical board of this. Failed to alert. This language is still like, mm-mm. failed to alert.
Passive.
He didn't tell them because he was doing crime and you don't tell people about the crime you're doing. So they revoked his license and stayed the revocation and put him on a 2-year probation. So They revoked his license.
They're just like not giving him any consequences at every turn.
Then they were like, okay, girl, you can't practice medicine because like you did lots of crimes and people lost their legs and they died or whatever. And you was harassing your wife who you already was harassing. And she had said, don't harass her no more. And the court said, okay, but we're going to revoke your license or whatever, but we're going to stay it for 2 years so you can, like, cook on niggas for 2 years. What?
Mm-mm.
Months later, the board once again revoked the license and stayed the revocation and put him on a 4-year probation for continued violations. He's paying off the board. And the board should be investigated, and all them niggas need to be in jail as well because this is too many stays. Why are there so many stays?
I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, you're dealing with people's lives. It should be one fuck up and you're done. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's different if you are, like, working the cash register at a shopping mart, and sometimes you're a little over or you're a little under, whatever. You get a few times. It's okay. But you kill someone,
you don't get a few times if you're under on your register.
You're fired.
Okay. And there was a time when I was working registers where I was under and I counted my money. And you know what I did? I pulled some tips out of my fucking pocket and put it in the register because I didn't want to be fired. And
so this basically the standard
lies
is
in his hands.
So the standard is higher for the person working the cash register at a store than it is for someone doing potentially life-threatening surgery on people. I mean, it's just
ridiculous.
It's heartbreaking. It's infuriating, especially when this woman, these people then get scammed by, like, the legal system trying to fix the problem.
Her lawyer scammed her. The fuck? This is a scam inception. Everybody's getting scammed. Goddamn, am I getting scammed? So the board spokesman, Carlos Viltrario, said that coming down on a doctor too hard can lead to costly litigation.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, look, at least he said the quiet part out loud. He said it out loud. So I guess.
And he's the board spokesman. And he was like, we don't have the coins for this litigation. And that's why this probably also worked, because Long Beach is a small town in California.
Yeah.
It's not a big town. So these people are probably small town folks who don't want to deal with the coins of litigation.
It's also wild to be like,
jobs.
Hey, I know you did all these bad things, but I'm not going to do anything because you might sue me for giving you consequences for the bad things you did. Like, that makes no sense.
So, still, this is the $1 million private jet fraud. Jesus Christ. This is a long one, guys. I know y'all love a long episode, but here we are. I don't want to waste Francesca's time, but we are still going. The $1 million private jet fraud. Still, the multiple revocations of his license, not the peak of Tantawaya's troubles. Why are they not the peak? Wow. The shadiness with Tammy Martinez's 5-star treatment prior to her surgery, as well as why he insisted on performing it in Long Beach, is all related to the $1 billion kickback scheme perpetrated by Michael Drobot. Drobot was the doctor we talked about who looked like Gollum in the beginning, who's in the jail. So we knew that he was the one who was flying people out to get their backs done. According to court records, Tantawaya was paid to do many operations at Pacific Hospital, that's in Long Beach. Drobot provided him with a private jet for the commute. Tantawaya is a licensed pilot. This nigga is a genius.
Wow. And he had all this time to invest in all of these certifications, but then still wants to scam people.
Do evil. Like, if you're a genius and a savant, why can't you just enjoy that and not harm people? And that's what people can't wrap their brains around. And that's why he's free, is because they're like, he's so smart. He's a genius. He's a pilot. He's a surgeon. Why would he want to harm people?
Yeah,
great.
But this is
and
giving me
realize,
sociopath. Yeah,
they don't realize
he doesn't
you
care.
Can be a sociopath and be a savant. And a lot of savants are like,
he just doesn't care.
So all in all, Tantawaya was charged with accepting $3.2 million in bribes in the form of cash, bogus contracts, and the jet's leasing agreement to perform a $38 million amount of surgeries. $38 million worth of surgeries.
Mm-mm.
Though he was first mentioned regarding fraud in 2015 when investigators were looking into Drobot's case, Tantawaya was indicted. He wasn't indicted until 2018. And has not yet gone to trial. He has pled not guilty. And I'm sure he's going to blame it all on Drobot and be like, I didn't know what was going on. I'm just a good, nice doctor who's also a pilot and an abuser and a liar. You know,
and that guy's name is Drobot. He obviously is the mastermind. He's the bad guy.
His name is Drobot. Come on, y'all. Look at me. I'm cute. Like, it's not me. So while awaiting trial, he remained free, but had to turn over his passport and $1 million and his jet. However, this past June, he was ruled a flight risk and jailed in Santa Ana when authorities discovered that he secretly purchased another plane and discussed fitting it with an extended fuel tank.
Wow.
Which means he was trying to
go somewhere far. Yeah.
Out of the States.
They just keep giving this dude passes. It's so infuriating.
It's insane. And why I do this podcast, a large amount of it, is it's fun. It's funny. We're talking about scams. It's fun. But so much that we live in is a fucking scam.
Mm-hmm.
All the rules that we follow, all the shit that we do was made up by another human being. Who gonna tell me what to do? No. We do need rules. We do need order. We need people to follow them. But the bottom line is that if you a nigga who ain't gonna follow rules, you ain't gonna follow rules.
But also the rules are not being applied fairly to everybody.
Nope.
Because
if you
got money,
influence, looks, you don't have to follow the rules.
Yeah, because every single turn, there have been times where people could have stepped in and stopped this man from hurting other people. And they just kept giving him chances. They kept being like,
they need to be punished.
Now this time, don't kill anybody this time. Go on your merry little way.
Medical Board of Long Beach?
Yes.
Congregation.
Put them on notice.
Pull up on their motherfucking asses because this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And they all need to be fired and under the jail as well. Because if you stand by and do nothing, you are just as culpable as the people who did the harm. That's why we talk about white supremacy the way that we do. If you benefit from it and you turn a blind eye to the people who are radical and keeping you in your place,
mm-hmm.
you are just as bad as them. If you're not doing anything to stop harm, you are harmful. This is fucking insane. So the aftermath is there's no mention of Tantawaya's involvement in the federal case in the medical board's website because he has not been convicted.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Vitralo said in an email, Dr. Chatua's license is renewed and current, and he may practice medicine in California as long as he follows the terms and conditions of his probation.
Well, we know he's not going to do...
I don't want a doctor on probation. I don't want a doctor on paper.
No.
I don't want what?
No, this is just a really good reminder that you need to do that due diligence. Google these hoes. It's just you can't trust somebody on good looks and their word
when
alone.
When you go to the doctor, everyone who listens to this, always be ready to fight. Ask questions. Ask more questions. You are paying them. Mm-hmm. I think that there's this misconstrued thing, this misconstrued idea that when you go to a doctor, they're a healer, you're there, and you're the weak, vulnerable person. Nigga, it's a job. It's just like if you go to Chick-fil-A and they don't give you Polynesian sauce when you wanted to when you went to Bigot Chicken. You know, it's the same thing. You got to go in there, ask for receipts, ask and check again because everything is a profession. Everything is transactional in this world. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure that people are on the up and up. This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And I bet you none of his patients know that he's on probation.
Oh, my God. No. I mean, that's not something he's advertising to them, I'm sure.
So despite the federal indictment and being put on probation 3 times in the past 4 years, his medical license remains active. He's still listed on healthgrades.com as accepting new patients.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm so glad that you're bringing this dude's name to light because we need to light his ass up.
Light him on fucking fire. This is insane. I'm sorry. The bar stopped for me when he was abusing his family.
Yeah.
That was where it stopped.
He's done all of the things. He's doing the fucking bingo checklist of abusive shit.
And then he went on to cause a woman to be an amputee. And he went on to do all this fraudulent ass shit. And he's not being this is why the justice system is fucked. Money, capitalism fucks everything.
Mm-hmm.
It just does. So guys, woo! The sermon is over.
Oh my God.
I am wiping off the sweat off my brow.
I know my blood pressure is up
We, Francesca, we went full passa, full it's goddamn NFL Sunday, but I'm not going to hold you, but we held them.
Oh my God. I mean, listen, we had to go there. I'm appreciative that you did it because somebody has to expose these hoes.
So guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be back for the saddest part of the show, the end of the show, where I have to let Francesca go, scammer of the week.
Robbery and fraud!
And we're back, and it's time for scammer of the week. And maybe we'll love this person, maybe we'll hate them. I hope that we love them, because
we need a lovable scammer after that last
one. I hated everybody. So... we might not love this woman.
I think
she's funny. Okay. A woman who was on the run for being an accessory to murder, which is bad, was just arrested after commenting on Tulsa Police Department's Facebook asking about her reward money. So, Tulsa Police, and you know what?
So wait, was she asking how much the reward was to catch her?
She was, yes. That's what she was asking, but she knew how much the money was. She was just asking if she could get it.
That, like, wow.
Now, she's an accessory to murder, so I'm not going to say she wasn't the murderer. I don't know what she
did. But sounds like she was there.
She was there. Maybe she carried the body. Maybe she did, she did something that they looking for.
So she thinks that she should get a reward for participating in a murder?
And Marina, pull up the photo so that Francesca can see what this woman looks like. Because when I saw this on Twitter, y'all tagged me all over.
No.
She looked like, she looked like,
She looks so proud of herself.
She's like, I'm such a rapscallion. Like, she looks like, oops, like, I did a murder. Like, what? She's like, you got me. She looked like she was playing hide and go seek and her feet was sticking outside of the bed and someone was like, I see you. And she was like, damn, you got me. Like, she don't look like she just got arrested for murder.
Yeah, so, she's like accepting her fate. She's very much like, yep, this is what it is.
And part of me is like, okay, she did get a criminal off the streets, you know? Like,
yeah, herself. But you
so she don't. She can't get the reward money for that?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. She got a criminal off the street.
But also, like, why was she on Fit? Like, it's just, there's just so many bad choices here.
If this reward money that goes to someone who gets the criminal off the streets, I don't understand why you can't get yourself off the streets. I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to say that means that you did your quote-unquote good Samaritan duty. That's kind of like you doing community service.
So you're not gonna told her get... homeboy to report it and then give her half?
No. Anybody connected to her or the crime should not be able to get the money. Absolutely not.
Her family and criminals, she also knew.
Here's the thing, though. She knew she had no business getting that money, which is why she fucking went up on Facebook and asked. She was just like, let me just double check. No, she knew. She knew the answer was no.
I don't know why you would get on Mark Zuckerberg's internet.
No.
And tell anything about yourself. And the comments underneath were like, oh, sis, don't do this. Oh, they're going to find you. No. Like, she had a lot of comments that were like, sis, what are you doing? Like, your FBI agent is definitely going to find you now. We all have an FBI agent in our phone. Mine's name is Kevin, and Kevin keeps up. That's why I don't talk about murdering politicians, because, Kevin will be like, Lacey, I heard you on the podcast. So... the Tulsa PD posted their Facebook several images of Lorraine, a part of their weekly Most Wanted campaign, asking for information related to the murder of Eric Graves at the St. Thomas Square apartments. Not long after posting, Lorraine commented, where's the reward money at? So.
Wow.
This is the post. And we can see underneath there's like 39 replies. And this one says,
why did she do this?
You better stay off social media. They can track you. And then another one says, Lorraine, this ain't gonna be funny when you get processed.
Okay, but they're stupid too. Like, they are basically conspiring with her right here. Like, in broad daylight.
They just telling her that she making the wrong move.
I know, but that feels like they could rope your asses in there too.
So Lorraine was subsequently arrested the next day at 4:30 p.m. after detectives were able to track her down at a North Tulsa home. Two other suspects, involved in the murder have been arrested and charged. Lorraine's bail is set as $500,000.
Oh, my God.
Look, she's an accessory to murder, so I can't root for her because you shouldn't be murdering people.
No.
That's not, like, in life, I do believe in beating people's asses. Sometimes people need their ass beat when they do some out-of-line shit.
We might have given her the benefit of the doubt if she hadn't hopped her ass up on Facebook. Because
I'm talking about where the remark.
There is such thing as being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know the circumstances or who that person, mm-hmm. you know, who actually killed the person. But the minute
that
she got
on... And we don't know what Eric Graves did. We don't know if he was beating on people and it was like...
We don't want to speculate. The fact that she got on Facebook... to inquire about the reward money tells me that
she
is
sketchy. Why don't you just make a fake page? I made several fake pages to get discounts on Toby.com when I was in college. No. You could have just made a fake page. I have several fake Facebooks to the point where when I got a publicist, they were like, why do you have so many Facebooks? And I was like, I needed discounts. But
yeah,
we cannot support this. No. You're an accessory to murder. I don't believe in taking away people's lives. I don't believe in the death penalty. Like, if you do some foul shit, I wish the carceral system wasn't just designed to make black and brown people slaves. If it was actually a real justice system, I would believe in it. If it wasn't gerrymandered to Republican states so that they can use those bodies as people.
Well, if it was about repairing actual harm, like, that's the problem, is that, like, we have this fallacy that our justice system actually provides justice, and it doesn't. It's just like, okay, we're going to punish someone. We're not actually going to get to the root of what caused this crime, mm-hmm. what put people in a position that they might mm-hmm. hurt someone or they might steal from someone. We're not talking about the sociopaths that are out here.
And we're not talking about the crimes that aren't real fucking crimes. There's still people in jail for selling marijuana, and now white people got Apple stores for weed.
Right.
Like, we're not, like, the justice system was created by white supremacists, and it has been informed that way in every aspect. Politics,
but I mean, if you even want to get more granular on the weed thing, it's like, why do people need to sell weed? Why do some people need to smoke weed? Like, what is mm-hmm. the mental health issues that people are dealing with? What is the lack of job opportunities
and
or educational opportunities?
I wouldn't even say it's mental health issues if you want to smoke weed. Some people just want to get high.
Oh, like, yeah. No, sometimes. Absolutely. But there are people who have PTSD that smoke weed. Mm-hmm. There are people who are, you know, going through chemo that smoke weed. Like,
ailments,
there are so many reasons why you might turn to drugs or alcohol or crime. Mm-hmm. And instead of actually looking at why people do those things, like what leads people, what sets people up where they think, I don't have any other alternatives than this thing. Our system just goes, you're bad, you're wrong, we're putting you in jail.
And the thing for me is that capitalism has such a hold on all of us and on poor people, especially poor white people, that they can't realize that rich white people are their problem and not people of color, not immigrants, not, you know, all these other things that are happening. And I wish that we could all just get to the root. And sometimes my brain goes, well, if it's capitalism, maybe I could just say, look, there's a lot of money in repairing harm.
Yeah. Well, to them, they don't see repairing harm is such a long term goal that it doesn't happen overnight,
which is why there's a lot of money in it, because
it's not immediate money
for a long term. You're right.
I don't disagree with you. But like, we
it's
definitely live in like an instant.
Point.
Yeah. We live mm-hmm. in like an instant gratification culture, and people that are looking to make a quick buck, whether it be, you know, people that are upselling you on medical procedures that you don't need, or, you know, buying fake instruments on Amazon or whatever
right.
it is, they want quick money. They don't actually want to, like, make the investment in the community that will make the money long term.
And the duality of capitalism is self-esteem. Like, there's capitalism and then there's self-esteem. And they're yoked together in this country in a way that makes us not want to have people who work at Taco Bell make $15, $20 an hour.
Oh, yeah. Everybody like, wants to be better than somebody else.
I went
else.
To college. Yeah. You can't make more money than me getting a job that has less, you know, qualifications than what I had to go through. I'm in debt, so I should make more money than you. It's like that duality too, because it's like we all called Taco Bell workers and goddamn fucking Whole Foods workers and Trader Joe's and
heroes
and Uber. Heroes and essential workers, but you don't want to pay them like they're essential, but you want to call them essential. Yeah. So it's just, it's we're all so fucked in the head with this capitalism shit. And even just living in America to the point where Americans, white Americans, are fighting so hard not to teach the actual history of this country. Yeah. So,
but that's why, again, like, I think you're doing something really smart and innovative and really like subversive in taking scams and like turning them on their head and talking about them in a way that's like dismantling them, but also like empowering your audience to make sure they know when a fucking scam is happening, to avoid a scam, but also to like...
Some of them start doing scams. They be hitting me up like, oh, I learned this from you and I'm
but also,
around people.
Yes, to see the, like, but to see the scam of the system, to see the scam of the system and say like, fuck this, I'm going to take my power back and find ways to kind of like get ahead in this like really fucked up world that is unfortunately very unfair to a lot of people. So
deeply,
you know,
unfair.
You are doing something really special here because we gotta expose these hoes. Like, someone has to do
expose
the work.
Expose these hoes. Yes. That is the label of this episode. And guys, one, Francesca, thank you so much for giving me your time. You guys, I'm gonna leave this in, but I want you to know, because Marina's gonna edit out all the things. I had drop-offs and deliveries and so much shit
happened
during this
lady.
Episode where we had to pause and you won't hear it, but Francesca is a booked and busy ass fucking genius queen who also has a beautiful heart, and she lent her time to this podcast and I'm forever grateful for it. And Francesca, I just have to ask you what we ask at the end of this podcast: where do you want to be found?
Ooh, I mean, I am all over social media as Cheska, as Cheska Lee. I'm technically on a social media break right now, but you can still enjoy.
It's leaving my timeline so empty on
Twitter. You know what? I'm being super productive. I'm feeling good about myself. I'm not stressed out.
I just have to text you now, I guess. Yes. I'm like, what's going on with your house painting? What's going like, I need to know the things.
Yeah, so you can follow me all across social media at Cheska Lee, C-H-E-S-C-A-L-E-I-G-H. Or Francesca.net, which is my website that is in sore need of being updated. But all the happenings are
She's
there.
She's hot. Just go look at her on all the things. Cheska Lee, on all the things. Go look at her. She's so hot and still incredibly kind and brilliant. It's ridiculous. I told you, God, he dropped all the things by accident and just stirred it up and spit you out.
Well, I'm so glad that
I've gotten
to, I'm so glad that like all of these cool opportunities have like aligned us to be able to work together. And I can't say enough how proud of you I am and how hardworking and how talented you are. So I'm honored that I finally got to do the podcast. I hope the congregation enjoyed.
Oh, they're going to live. When my friends come on the show, they're like, oh, it's going to be a hot mess. And they know. And it's going to be fine. I just have to shout out Marina Pais, Judith Cargbo, Kaylin Brandt. Thank you guys for the work that you guys do. I love you guys so much. And guys, if you want to find, first of all, if you want to snitch on your friends and family, just make sure the scam is retired, scamgotispod@gmail.com. If you want to send me critiques, put them in the trash. This podcast is free, okay? And also, guys, please go on iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast and rate the podcast 5 stars, especially if you're white. You can put that as your reparations for the day. You're like, I did something for Black people. Just put 5 stars on Apple iTunes and screenshot it and tweet it to me. I will retweet it. I will talk to you. Do the right thing, okay? And if you want to find me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms, A Black Lace Sketch Show. All the episodes of season 2 are streaming now on HBO Max. 5 times Emmy nominated. Can you fucking believe? Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. Also, iCarly streaming now on Paramount Plus. Get into it if you haven't seen Francesca's episode on iCarly. Get into it, yeah. That's all I have to promote right now. I love you guys so much. Congregation, stay scheming, but scheme ethically, okay? Amen. Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Baez, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!